Welcome to Your Career Cure. It's Gail Tolstoy Miller, and I am so excited to introduce to you my Solo Thursday episodes, where I am going to discuss one career cure. And what that means is I want you, the audience, to email me, and you'll have the information, any kind of career questions you may have, or issues, and I will do my best to highlight your questions on Thursday episodes in addition to my guest episodes on Tuesday. So I'm really excited about that. So let's get started. All right, so what am I going to start with today? I'm going to start with a very common interview mistake that candidates make, and that would be the question when they answer, what was your reason for leaving your job? And I would say the biggest issue that people have is they go on and on and on and on and on and on, like I'm doing right now, very annoyingly, as to why they left the job. And what that does is a couple of things. Number one, it takes up valuable interview real estate. It brings no value whatsoever. You want to dedicate your time, because the interview may be 30 minutes, or even if it's an hour, whatever it is, you want to dedicate your time to the value that you could bring to the organization, such as your accomplishments, your skills, those kind of things. The reason you left your job is not going to bring any value whatsoever to this interview. Okay? So that's one thing. The second issue is that when you go on and on and on as far as the reasons why you left the job, I will guarantee you, you will somehow put your foot in your mouth and you will say something that will raise a red flag. You will give too much information, and it will just bring up a whole Pandora's box. So what are you going to do? How are you going to answer that question? How do you solve this? And I have a very easy solution. And the solution is, answer it with one sentence. I'm serious. One sentence, that's it. Why did you leave your job? I was downsized. That's it. Why did you leave your job? There was no growth. Why did you leave the job? The company closed. Why did you leave the job? For a better opportunity. Why did you leave your job? I wanted to get into a different industry. Okay, you see the pattern? You want to keep it very, very brief. And if they ask you follow-up questions, you're going to keep it brief as well. And you want to be really, really careful about bad-mouthing any of your previous employers. Once you start talking about toxic bosses and all of that, they're going to really dig deep with that. And you may say to yourself, well, you know what? I do want to bring that up because I don't want to have another toxic boss, right? But there's other ways of handling that rather than spending your time discussing why your former boss was toxic. You're going to want to ask the right questions on the interview about the management style, right? So that's how you're going to, attack that. But you're not going to get those answers through discussing it on why did you leave the job. So please, 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 the next time you are asked, why did you leave your job? One sentence. And I know why people go on and on about this, because a lot of times they get nervous and they just keep rambling on and they don't mean to. And another reason is because so many people are hurt, even when they get downsized or if they got fired or whatever it may be, they have a need to kind of get it off their chest and they feel bad about it. So they discuss it more. Well, I'm telling you, one sentence. Remember that. One sentence to why I left my job. one sentence to why I left my job. Just remember that one sentence. That's it. All right. And that is my first Your Career Cure tip for my Thursday short edition. I can't wait for next week. And don't forget, reach out to me if you have any career questions or issues. And don't forget, folks, happy career, happy life.